Hello everyone, it's Alex Burr. I know mine is not usually the voice you're accustomed to hearing on these intros, but this was recorded on JD's and mine other podcast, the Basketball Power Hour, and we thought this conversation would be fitting for facts and stats. So make sure you check it out, and hope you check out the Basketball Power Hour. It's a blast, and thank you for listening.
You know, I was trying not to, you know, generally, if I can avoid it, I don't like to bring up the non-basketball stuff stories.
Yeah.
This one, though, was just kind of getting to, this was like one of those avalanches, though, that was like becoming a giant snowball. And eventually the snowball was just running over a ton of people and you couldn't ignore it anymore. So he has a bunch of lawsuits out against him right now. You know, whether those become anything, that's whatever. What Ja's getting pressed for right now is that he is currently suspended for 2 games. I believe the Grizzlies suspended him, not the NBA. Mm-hmm. He was on Instagram Live after they lost the Nuggets on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. He was at a strip club. And JD, from my understanding, both of these lawsuits that he's involved in claim that Ja was... had a gun and was like using the gun, like, or, mm-hmm. you know, basically everything that's going around with Ja, and Ja was waving the gun. Basically waving is the only adjective I could use, waving the gun on Instagram Live.
You want to know what's funny? I actually was viewing the live as it happened.
What were your thoughts?
I was honestly like, what the hell? Because I'm like, Ja, yeah, it's late. But if we know one thing, people screen record lives. And that is something that's going on. You see it all the time with rappers. You see it all the time with any celebrity when they go live. They're being screen recorded. Ja, what were you thinking? That's first. Second, we gotta like, in a situation like this, let's be honest. I honestly feel he was trying to troll the situation that he had going on, and he failed. I think he was trying to troll it because, for one, as you said, strip club, okay. We don't know for sure. I'm not saying it was a fake, but was it a real gun? That was not the way to go about it, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But the way he did it, and like, people took a screenshot, because honestly, when he showed the gun, it was a quick brandish. Like, he didn't have it in the live very long at all. But the problem is, it shouldn't have been on there, whether it was real or fake. It was hard for me to decipher because of how quick he did it. I was looking like, okay, do I see a clip? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to see every little thing that I could to, and the way he was left, because obviously Ja was drunk. Watching the live, you could tell Ja was drunk. He was on there. He was feeling good. He said some stuff that had me cracking up. He was having a good time. But the way you go about having a good time plays a big part into what you are viewed as. Ja's no longer viewed as a kid. Like, let's be honest. He's one of the top stars in the league, one of the most exciting players in the league. The draw to Ja Morant is so much more than just him being a basketball player. He's literally a star. The charisma that he has, he's very charismatic. The attitude that he has, we compare him, his game style and the way that he embraces everything, to the great Allen Iverson, right? Ja, in this situation, reach out to Allen Iverson. somebody who was constantly scrutinized by the media, watched every move. Everything was made bigger than what it is. You might feel, John may even feel like he's being picked on, right? Because it seems like right now he's a target for every situation. Reach out to somebody who knows that feeling. Ask for guidance. And I mean sincerely ask for guidance. Because the way you're going about it, he said stress and stuff like that. Okay, that could be true. But Ja, you're not going to be viewed as the kid that you are. Because truthfully, you're still a kid. But they're not going to look at you like that. They're looking at you as an entitled person who's feeling like he's trying to prove that he's some, like a lot of things that I've heard. Oh, John's a street guy, or he's pretending to be a street guy. And let's be honest, they say Ja grew up in the suburbs, whatever the case may be. This is deeper than what he wants to be. This goes all into how he's being, not what he wants to be, how he's being. We know Ja Morant is an NBA superstar. He's not being an NBA superstar right now, though. But will I say he's being a street guy? No. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, AB, growing up, you played basketball. Has there been situations where you've been around where you got in an argument with people that was also there?
Yeah, of course.
That wouldn't consider you a street guy, right?
No.
People get in fights all the time about basketball, right or wrong.
Right.
That don't necessarily make them a street guy. I want to kill that narrative. It's people who has guns that's not considered street guys. The reason that part with Ja Morant is being called upon is because they don't know how to just say what it is without putting a label on it. How we don't know Ja Morant just might be somebody who carries guns for protection. That don't make him a street guy. It's plenty of people in these situations, and I'm not making excuses for him. But I just want to kill the fact that we can't call him a street guy because he has a gun. How many other players in the league has guns?
No kidding. That we don't know about.
Like, we didn't call Delonte West a street guy when he got in his situation with a gun, did we? And his situation could have been very much worse. He had multiple guns when he got in that accident. Can we say because he was off his medicine? Oh, but does that, can that deter the fact that he could actually be a street guy? No, it doesn't. So let's take that part away. I hate that that's what was being threw out there, because that's not necessarily true. Having a gun does not make a person street. If that's the case, how many police officers can we call street guys? They all have guns. Then you want to bring up the fact that it's their job. Well, is it their job when they perform acts that's not of the law? We don't call them criminals. We don't call them street guys. What do we call them? So to not change the subject, I just wanted to provide, you know, different context to this stuff, especially coming from somebody who actually grew up in the hood.
For sure. And I have some other stuff to add to that too. I'll add it in a second. I want to ask it to you as a question though, but I want to say Ja has so much more at stake. Absolutely. Than like somebody, you know, than like somebody who your typical person who's on the streets right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
He's the face of a franchise. He has a Nike deal. Okay. Nike didn't cancel his contract.
Yeah. Okay. I want to speak on that too. Keep going.
Nike didn't cancel his contract. They only suspended him for 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you need to understand, like, okay, Z-Bo is played in your city, right? Your city. I know that's not where he's from, but it's a city where it's your team, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Z-Bo is that hard to find. Like, you could talk to Z-Bo. Z-Bo's gotten in plenty of trouble. in his past. You could look up Zeebo. Okay, Zeebo. Just look up Zeebo Larry Hoover. Okay. I don't need to say anything else. It'll take you down a rabbit hole. That being said, JD, it's like you don't need to prove anything to anyone. And I think Ja, like, and this is just me playing pop psychologist here. I don't know Ja, obviously. But the image he's trying to portray to people is that he's trying to portray to something that it doesn't seem like he is. Right. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's out of control. And I guess my question to you is, we both know people from the streets. I definitely more so than me, but we definitely both know people from there. I think we both agree. No one likes that.
No.
No one we know who is from the streets is like, hey, you know what's great? Being here. Like, this is the ideal lifestyle. Let's keep doing this. And I don't know. It feels weird that Ja. Is it strange for me to say that it feels weird that Ja feels like he has to prove this narrative to strangers on the internet?
No, you're not wrong. I think the sad part is that's most of celebrities nowadays, that they try to prove things on the internet to people that don't matter. And I'm so glad you brought up the Nike thing, because that's something I've been thinking about very strongly. And I want to say Nike full of shit. The reason I'm saying this is because when they canceled Kyrie Irving contract, right? Can we say what Kyrie Irving did was as bad as brandishing a gun? Like, let's be honest in this situation. Okay, we say Kyrie Irving disrespected in an entire culture, right? We can say that. That's what was going around. Is it because he disrespected an entire culture or specific people at Nike's culture? Because I'm going to be honest, if we're going to play the disrespect of the culture, then what culture is Ja Morant displaying? Like I said, the street dudes, right? You think street dudes standing by what Ja Morant is doing? No.
Someone's going to pull up on him.
Like, I'm not saying pull up on him, but let's be honest.
I'm not saying I encourage that. I'm saying it's going to happen if you keep.
Like, yeah, somebody going to test him. He's going to get tested. But, like, what I mean is, with that being, like, with that, the whole Nike thing, the disrespect and the culture and all of that, Ja Morant, can we say the things he's portraying that since people keep wanting to put the street title on there, can we just say that if anybody was disrespected by what he did? Because I've been seeing a lot of people online saying this wouldn't fly if he grew up around here, or this and that. So it's very much so people who don't take a liking to what he's doing, because street guys would love to be in this guy's position, you know? So why would y'all even bring these type of people up when most of the people who bringing it up never been in the streets, never been in a situation to know what goes on, how street person think? So to even speak from that place pisses me off. And the fact Nike, y'all standing by him because y'all wasn't necessarily affected by it. But if it was really about a culture or anything like that, y'all would say, okay, no disrespect is being tolerated. Because can we say all street dudes is bad guys? What necessarily determine a street guy? A person that has a gun? A person that grew up in a dangerous neighborhood? Many police in different cities grew up in bad neighborhoods and grew up having guns. Does that mean the cop became a street guy? Just because he's still from that neighborhood and has a gun? I don't like the way that they are making this entire thing. And for Nike in particular, because y'all wasn't directly affected, y'all didn't take anything away from him. But that is kind of like saying, okay, we'll live with... No, he has to learn something too. Just because he came out and owned up to it and we can say Kyrie Irving did. Kyrie Irving apologized. That's all Ja did.
Well, GD, we have to agree. You have to agree with me, though. It took him... I think the key difference here is that it took Kyrie a lot longer to apologize.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not trying to make say what Kyrie did was right. I'm not speaking from that place. I'm just saying have some consistency in what y'all doing with y'all athletes. Cause I don't agree with letting Ja Morant get a pass when what he did was truly it's disrespectful. He's part of the NBA culture. He's part of Nike's culture. If you don't want your guys doing things like that, then speak from that. Don't make it as if how y'all deal with other people is because of one thing. Say you guys don't tolerate that too. Don't just say because what Kyrie did it hurt cultures. No, what Kyrie did didn't stand for your brand. Stand on that. Don't say nothing else, because then I feel like it becomes something personal why y'all did it. With Ja, I don't care what anybody has to say in this regard. What he did not represent the NBA. It did not represent the Memphis Grizzlies. It did not represent anything of a brand and a culture that is that established. And a 2-game suspension from his team is one thing. He wear Nike on his feet. He wear Nike clothing. What is these endorsements that he got? How are y'all going to respond to that? Because how many endorsements did Colin Kaepernick lose for kneeling? How many did Kyrie Irving lose for that post? These are all people who represented brands and endorsements. They did whatever we want to call it. They did something that didn't represent none of that. And they all had to face losing something and going through big things. And you know, it's not many bigger Ja Morant fans than me. But he has to deal with consequences to these actions. You don't get, life doesn't always come with second chances. You got to learn these type of things. And he's been around long enough to know that. And that's a big part of my issue with him is, Ja, yes, you young, but you know right from wrong. And then I saw something else I disagree with, that the way the media took it. Marcellus Wiley said he needs a father versus a fan. I'm sorry, Marcellus Wiley. Who are you to speak on the way that his relationship with his daddy? Just because we see his father support him at games and all this and that does not mean that he's not been a father to him. I don't agree with that. I feel like that was disrespectful. The way that it was similar to the way they did LeVar Ball, and then LeVar start randomly getting, oh, well, he got all his kids to the lead, like he said. He did what he said. Don't give him credit when y'all see things starting to go their way. We don't know his relationship with his father. That's absolutely disrespectful to even speak on that. I don't agree with it. We don't know. We don't know if his father went upside his head for doing that. But we gonna speak on it. Just because we see him at the games having a good time. What is he supposed to do? He's at an NBA game watching his son not only just play, but kind of dominate in a fashion. One of the top stars in the league. How we know what his father responded to him as in that situation? That I don't know if I'm saying too much or taking it the wrong way, but I just feel like it was disrespectful. And it's so many different ways that the media could have covered this. And I think we focusing on the wrong things a lot of time, because instead of speaking about all what his dad could have did or anything like that, or just, oh, he apologized. No, Ja Morant should be seeing different things happen from all these places that he's making money from. You have to teach him, not give him a second chance just because he apologized. He has to learn. And when you learn, sometimes you got to lose. Ja Morant has been in the media way too much recently for a bunch of nonsense. Missing two games of the NBA, that's go teach him a big lesson. No. It has to be something worse. And I'm sorry that I have to say that, but honestly, that's what it is. Because in life, it's not always second chances. And you giving him a second chance as if his name has not been in the media every day for some nonsense. For constant nonsense. And another thing is the people around him, not just saying his father, I'm not speaking on a situation I don't know about, but the people who was at the club with him. And like I said, I watched that live as it was going on. I saw people with him. I saw what they had. I saw what they was doing. Because quite frankly, if we're going to be honest, Ja Morant didn't just pull the gun out on his own. He got that from somebody else. Because he gave the gun back to that person. But we're not going to speak on that. Because Ja Morant is the superstar, right? That's how the media covered it. So how about the people that he's around that was in that club? Why the hell y'all ain't smack his ass for taking that gun? Why y'all ain't smack the dude that gave him the gun? Talk about the people he's around that's allowing him to do this. He wasn't at the club with his daddy. But we gonna talk about the parenting. This is a grown ass man. How can we take it there? It's a bunch of different things that goes into these situations. And I think the way that it's been covered is not being fair to not only different athletes who had to go through their own problems. And I hate, because it's honestly, it's no consistency in how none of these businesses are being ran. And I think that's a big problem for me, because it should at least be a standard. It should be a standard. And I don't think it is. And that's why I'm speaking for certain situations, because I'm kind of confused on the way a lot of places went about things, you know? But then for the media to go about it the way that they've been going about it, I start to question if what we doing in the media, are we criticizing what really happened, or are we just attacking? And I think a lot of what I've been hearing has been more attacks. I love what Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes said. Matt Barnes came out and said, me and Jack did a lot of stupid shit. And we had to answer for a lot of that stupid shit. But there's certain things you just don't do. certain things you got to learn from, certain things you have to grow up from. We've never heard of either one of them in a situation like this. And Steven Jackson came out and talked about different situations that he was in where guns was drawn when he played for the Pacers.
Did he talk about the strip club one where he was
when that one? When his mouth got busted.
Mm-hmm.
See? But did we hear about that in the media?
Probably not, because if he was playing today and that happened, that'd be a whole different like thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But also
he in particular came up in a good time, I'll say, where a lot of his stuff he could do off the grid. Mm-hmm. Like he could go and party. Now, Ja, you know, this is self-inflicted because it's IG Live.
And but like, remember when that's my point. He growing up in a time where he knows all of this stuff is going on. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? He knows how heavy social media is. So for him to do it, how is just a suspension? I honestly don't think that cut it, because if that was the case, he should have just publicly went on there every time his name came up in some BS recently and said, I apologize for this going on. And we could just forget about it then, because that's enough, right?
Well, and Ja's been on social media going a little crazy, too.
I know. I mean,
so for like the last year, exactly. He's activated his social media accounts.
Exactly. You get what I'm saying, AB. Like, this is what he's been doing. Never heard an apology before, but because he got suspended, that doesn't mean it's going to stop. He's not apologizing at the fact that he did it. He's apologizing because he got caught. He went on there, I mean, maybe 5 in the morning. I was up. I was up. And when he did it, maybe he thought it wasn't, nobody was going to screen record. But you're Ja Morant. You had 21,000 followers on that live, at least. There is no way, drunk or not, there is no way you make that decision. No way. Especially with all the things you got going on. You can't do stuff like that. And then a suspension of 2 days from the NBA. Okay. We don't like they say the NBA investigating, but we haven't heard who gave the suspension. We just know that he was suspended 2 games from the NBA, right? What other consequences is he really going through? That's what he need to feel with all this stupid stuff that he has going on right now. Now, they say the situation with the at the gym or whatever the case was, he talked to the police about that, right? That's what I heard.
He thought his life was in danger in that one.
Yeah. And that's what I was about to say. Okay, so you get let off with that. Ja, they just said your friend who was at an NBA game with you, he not getting to know NBA games on his own. He was there with you. Pulled out a gun on a Pacers staff member, right?
With a laser pointer.
Exactly. So now, this goes into my question. What consequences did he face for that? Oh, maybe not bring nobody. Okay, all these things have been going on, and you consciously made, because he was, what are we going to say? He was blacked out drunk. I don't care how blacked out drunk. AB, you saw me drunk. I don't care what it was. I never chose to go on live and display anything I had going on. And you being a superstar, and you're a role model to a lot of people. You're not a bad person. But you giving yourself this bad image by doing stupid things, and it's like you not facing any real consequences. And do we need for it to be a situation where things are too late to save? No. He can't get a tap on the wrist for this. And that's what I honestly feel is going on.
If David Stern was alive, none of this would be happening. We wouldn't be having this conversation. David Stern was alive, he'd have been suspended for 10 games.
At least.
He'd have been...
David Stern handed out unfair sometimes situations. But this would have been a situation where whatever that he gave, Ja brought on himself, honestly. And so that's my thing.
I'm looking at the... I know you know. Remember this. The Knicks-Nuggets brawl.
Yep.
With Carmelo, J.R. Smith, Nate Robinson, yep. Jared Jeffries. Carmelo was suspended for 15 games.
For one punch.
Now, it was bad. Do you remember that fight a couple of years ago where I think it was the Lakers and the Rockets?
Yep.
Brandon Ingram actually punched Rondo. Chris Paul, yeah, sorry. Rondo was on the Lakers. And Brandon Ingram was only suspended 4 games. Like, There's got to be some kind of middle ground here. And it comes back to my criticism of Silver.
Did that teach him not to throw another punch, AB?
No. Brandon Ingram.
Thank you.
we'll talk about Brandon Ingram. He's playing basketball.
We saw multiple fights that week, remember? The Aaron Aflalo.
Like, was that the week? Was that the week where the Clippers, or where the Rockets went into the Clippers tunnel, or was that a different season?
That
would have been the same season, I think, because that would have been a year.
Yeah, I was about to say that was the same season because Blake Griffin didn't get traded yet.
No, that wouldn't have been the same year because
Blake Griffin got traded later that season after that happened.
But I thought Brandon Ingram and. No, that's right, because that was before LeBron got there. Rondo was on the team before LeBron got there. That's right.
No, LeBron was there when that happened.
Okay, no, so then that was the season before, right? I'm going to look up Clippers, Rockets, locker room.
That was the same season that Blake Griffin was traded.
Okay, no, so that was the season before. But yeah. And wasn't that the fight where... where Rondo spit on Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And didn't Rondo only get like 2 games or something? That was crazy. That was a crazy.
Silver. It's no consistency.
Silver is just, he's
a pushover.
He is. He wants to make the players happy. He just wants to. I'm trying to find a nice way to say this because what I'm saying is very mean.
Just say it. It's not a nice way to say it.
So I think pushover probably just is the best way to say it because he just wants to have things the player's way 100% of the time. And you work for the owners, bro. You do. You can't like. You have to be hard on them sometimes. Yes. Going full David Stern, especially towards the end, David Stern, like dress code David Stern, that's not a great idea.
He was picking with Allen Iverson.
David Stern towards the end had worn out his welcome. I think we're looking at David Stern through rose colored glasses now as a society because of what we have with Adam Silver. That being said, he 1000% would be handling a lot of that. Like he would have handled the China thing better. He would have handled, I'll give Adam Silver this. The bubble went about as well as it could have. But he would handle like the ratings collapse better than Adam Silver would. He'd just handle he'd handle this situation a lot better. Because you can't have this. You have to maintain some semblance of order and discipline in your league. And yeah, I know you can't control everybody, right? There's 510 players now that you have the two-way contracts. So you can't control everybody, right? Mm-hmm. But your superstars, they're trying to make Ja the face of the league.
Yeah.
Think about it.
They want it to be him, Luka, Tatum. Well, we know the little branch of guy.
Exactly. We know, and Ja is probably the most marketable young American player there is.
Absolutely.
And if he keeps doing shit like this, he's going to cost himself. And he's
the youngest.
Exactly. If he keeps doing shit like this, he's just going to cost himself a lot of money. And I think that's going to be...
Not just money, but possibly his career. Let him pull that gun out in an establishment that not only don't allow guns, but have armed security.
They must have had a private room or something, right? Like, they had to have. I can't see any other.
The way it looked like it looked like they did, but like I said, let them have armed security. He don't get through the door.
Right. Exactly. Nothing. And remember, when you're out like that, nothing good happens after like 2 a.m. Or when you're, I know NBA players, they like love going out. But when you have like the stick like that, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. His circle needs to get better around him. I want to circle.
That's another thing. That's on Ja Morant.
Mm-hmm. But also, like, are we sure, like, the circle isn't trying and Ja's just not a wild boy? Like, are we sure that they're not like, yo, Ja, you're fucking your money up. You need to be better here.
I don't think so. It's like I said, when I was on that laugh, he got that gun from somebody else. You know,
I can see it.
It's not his. And if this really your boy and you know what all he got going on, why even hand him that? Why even allow him? This is when you don't. And see, this is why you got to have real people around you, real friends, not people that just done some real stuff for you. Because at the end of the day, being real in the moment don't make you real. This guy should have looked at Ja Morant and snatched his ass up. Ja had his shirt off, snatched his ass up, said, let me holler at you. Don't you understand what the fuck you got going on? I'm sorry, AB, but don't you understand what you have going on right now? What makes this a smart decision? You bring to him a type of mentality that he should have for himself when you see him wilding. You don't condone that. Like, AB, you know I was great friends, well, very good friends with somebody who's league bound, right? And I saw him in a situation like that. You think I would have handed him my gun?
Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
We would have ended up leaving. Because what are you doing? Or, as simple as this. This simple. Not let him go last. If you know he got a gun on him and he not giving you the gun, don't let him go live with it.
And if you know he's drunk too, like, that's the other thing.
Yeah. And that's the thing. We know Ja drink. We're not saying he has a problem drinking, because we can't speak and say we know he got a problem drinking, but we know Ja Morant drink.
And there's nothing, we, like, it's not like, you know, oh, I don't, you know, drinking is bad or whatever. Do whatever you want. But
if it's
obviously
if it's affecting your decision making like this, then as a team, we have to come together and say, what can we do to protect our star? Not the Memphis Grizzlies, his team, his personal group around him. Because he's the only reason any of them relevant to the internet. We don't know nobody that he was around, but I guarantee you everywhere that they go, everywhere Ja Morant go and they go with him, I guarantee you their popularity going up. Because Ja ain't got time to be around all those people and all those fans. And let's be honest, we know what goes on the road. We know what goes on the road. And with a superstar like Ja, All-Star Weekend, you think his boy's not living it up?
Exactly.
Like, come on, man.